And hello, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, for another week here in the good old U.S. of A., United States of America, speaking today to live in Kabul, Afghanistan, United States Air Force Captain Nancy Clemons. Now, she is from Evansville, Indiana, is stationed in stateside at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, and she's over there with the Chief of Staff with the United States Military Forces in Kabul. Captain Clemons, thank you very much for being on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I would like to give you an opportunity, Captain Clemons, right off the bat, to give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that might be listening today. Keep in mind, the podcast goes all around the world.
Well, hello, and everybody and anybody that's listening, especially CENTCOM, as I understand this is going out in Tampa.
Yes, it is, right in their backyard.
I have a couple coworkers there, Major Riley and Lieutenant Colonel Kent. I'd like to say hello to them.
Very good. And, of course, we were there a couple weeks ago, and very great people that are there running the global war on terror. It's just a tremendous opportunity for everybody and anybody. Now, Captain Clemons, how long have you been in the Air Force?
I've been in the Air Force for 13 years.
So you are definitely a career officer, correct?
I am an officer now. I started out on the enlisted side, but I'm certainly a career airman for sure.
Well, that's a good thing. You worked your way up the ladder, so that means there's hope for the rest of them that are listening to the program today. So way to go.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the unit you're with is the 375 Force Support Squadron, and I understand you work with the Chief of Staff, United States Military Forces in Afghanistan. So tell us what it is that you do for the 375 Force Support Squadron.
Well, the 375 Force Support Squadron is actually my home squadron back at Scott. Here I'm with US4A, and okay. I'm what they call a military assistant. So I try to keep my chief of staff on schedule and make sure that he has everything he needs to make decisions to carry out the mission.
Now, I'm assuming you're traveling with a general. This is probably your general's aide, correct?
It's very similar to the general. The chief of staff works directly for the general, so he's like the number two, and I work for him.
Okay, very good, because we have spoken with a couple of the commanding generals in the region over there, so it is what it is. But those are pretty good assignments, and it means you get out to see Afghanistan up close and personal, correct, Captain?
That's right. I've been on several helo rides all around the Jaroa, and I've been very fortunate to get to see so many things that many of our soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, civilians that are over here, they don't get to travel as much as I do, so I'm very fortunate.
Well, Captain Clemons, what was the number one adjustment you had to make when you went from the States? And I realize you've had other assignments. You've been to Kuwait twice. You've been to Bosnia. You've been to Saudi Arabia. And this was probably the biggest adjustment you had to make going to Afghanistan. So what was the major change for you?
I think the primary change that I had to make with this deployment is I have two children now, which I didn't have them before. So being away from them has been the most difficult adjustment. Other than that, we're a great military family. Everyone takes care of each other here, so that you transition pretty easily.
Well, I know the feeling. The same thing happens over here. I've got a son who just made full bird colonel. He's headed for the Pentagon in the Marine Corps, so I know the feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure that's an aspiration you've got on down the line. And, folks, we're speaking with Captain, her name is Nancy Clemons. Now, she's from Evansville, Indiana, originally, and she's stationed home stateside here at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. I know right where that is. Captain Clemons, give us an idea. What's your average day like? What time do you rise and shine, and what time do you usually pack it in?
Well, I do realize that I probably have a less stressful job than those that are out in the field. But the days here are long. Working with the chief of staff, he has a lot on his plate. So I come in about 7 and I get off around midnight, and it fills the days and makes the time go by quickly. So I'm sure this year is going to fly by.
Okay, and the food. How's the food over there?
Well, I'm a lucky girl because I'm at one of the best compounds here in Kabul, and we're known for our food. People travel far and wide just so they can have some of our dining facility cuisine over here. It's terrific where I am.
Well, then you must be one of the lucky recipients of the 24-hour-a-day dessert bar I've heard so much about.
We don't have 24-hour, but we do have Baskin-Robbins.
There you go. Okay, I knew it was kind of. It was the next question, ice cream, because people tell me that, you know, they have to work a little harder to stay in shape over there because of the ice cream that's available to them all the time.
That's true. We do have to work a little harder.
All right, well, is it easy to communicate from over there, Captain Clemens, either by phone or by satellite or internet? I mean, is it pretty easy now compared to what it has been? Because we've spoken to a lot of forward operating bases, and they're not functional all the time. They're on the satellite or very limited communications ability.
They have been, but I've seen so many improvements. I'm lucky because I get to sit in some of the top meetings. So there's communication systems that have been developed and they're called cheetahs, actually. They're being put out in all the fobs, and it's allowing people to contact their family and friends back home. So I think we have over 100 or something of those systems. So they're really improving the communications for those in forward operating bases.
Very good. And folks, we're speaking with United States Air Force Captain Nancy Clemens, calling us live from Kabul in Afghanistan. She works with the Chief of Staff for United States Military Forces there in Afghanistan and gets to travel around Afghanistan, seeing how things are going out there in real time while we hear about it here, however we happen to hear about it. Now, Captain Clemens, all the women in the audience ask me, because they want to know about the ladies in the forces over there, what is it that you would like someone to send you, because we got a lot of listeners over here, and as I said, CENTCOM, military support and whatnot, what are the things that the ladies over there would like to get that you're not getting?
Gosh, you know, we're not, although we are women, we're not too much more high maintenance than the men are, so we, other than maybe some smell-good bath gel, we do pretty well for ourselves.
Okay, so some good smelly stuff, right? That's my slang for it. Some good smelly stuff, right?
Yes, yep, that's right.
Okay, very good. Well, Captain Clemens, last question. Your tour of duty over there ends when now?
I'll be going home in January of next year.
Okay, so you'll be coming home to winter over here, but then again, it might be cooler over there because I understand it's, what, about 110 in the shade right now?
It's pretty warm, that's right.
All right, well, Captain Clemens, please give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening. Again, keep in mind, Divitz plays this on the DOD website. Also, every now and then, AFRN puts it on the air over there, and it will be up via podcast later today for the world to hear. So give a shout-out to everybody and anybody, please.
I would like to say hi to my grandpa, who is a retired master sergeant from the Air Force, and I know that he'll be listening, Dave Thurman. He's in Evansville. And I really just thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate the support that we get from back home.
Well, we do it for you. We understand that it's all about you. It's not about us. And we appreciate the fact that the guys and gals over there are keeping us free and safe. And I've got a fire department terminology for you, Captain Clemens. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stay low.
Will do, I promise.
All right. Thanks very much. And, folks, we've been speaking today live to Afghanistan, Kabul, Afghanistan, to United States.